note to the reader. This document is a comparison of three contrasting views between the popular Sunday-keeping churches and the contemporary Seventh-day Adventists, with the 1888 message as brought by Jones and Wagoner and endorsed by Ellen White. It is a private thought paper intended for special study by students and scholars interested in the ongoing righteousness by faith discussions. Its conclusions are tentative, subject to further light. It is not for wide distribution nor for agitation on the local church level. Since this document is a study paper, it is not to be considered in any other way than tentative. I believe an attempt such as this should have been made long ago. These comparisons are not intended to be critical or condemnatory, but only to stimulate to further study. Surely we are mature enough to discuss and search together for a better understanding of vital truth. My characterizations of the various views are of course only approximate. Some evangelical authors may be cited whose positions will differ from my representations in column 1. However, I believe that I have quite fairly represented their overall, general views as held by the great mass of evangelical Sunday-keeping church members and leaders, and as they are characterized by Ellen G. White. Likewise, some of our current, contemporary Seventh-day Adventist writers and speakers may be cited whose individual views will differ from my characterization in column 2. I suggest only that this column represents the generally prevailing views that most of our people and workers entertain or convey. Quite largely, this is because we have unwittingly adopted the views of the popular churches on righteousness by faith, assuming that they are the same as the 1888 message, as Dr. Froom says in Movement of Destiny so forcefully. These are the views that have largely prevailed for many decades since 1888. Column 2 does not represent the Ellen G. White views, which would of course be the proper Seventh-day Adventist positions if we rightly appreciated the 1888 message. Neither does it take into account certain recent shifts of view the last 3 or 4 years as evidenced in some review editorials and by other means. Hopefully, concepts in harmony with the 1888 message may soon filter down to the grassroots level of our general church membership and accomplish deep revival and reformation. Column 3 represents what Donald K. Short and I have come to understand is the main import of the 1888 message as brought by Jones and Wagoner and clearly endorsed by Ellen G. White. The Lord's Messenger endorsed their message some 200 times, and identified it as the beginning of the latter rain and loud cry. The concepts expressed in this column have been derived from a study of Jones' The Consecrated Way to Christian Perfection, Pacific Press, 1905. His 1893 and 1895 General Conference Bulletin Studies, and miscellaneous articles in the Signs and Review of the 1890. And from Wagoner, The Gospel in Galatians 1887, review articles and editorials. Citations or references in this paper are to Another Look at Seventh-day Adventism, by Norman F. Dowdy, Grand Rapids, Baker Book House, 1962. Movement of Destiny, by L. E. Froom. Through Crisis to Victory, 1888-1901, by A. V. Olson. By Faith Alone, by N. F. Pease. And the Special Review on Righteousness by Faith. Please do not use this paper to create discord on the local church level. It is intended for the attention only of mature, responsible, loyal students who wish to see theological problems solved the right way, by prayerful, humble searching for truth within a framework maintaining harmony and confidence within the church. Robert J. Wieland. August 30, 1977.